Hello, mate.
Hey, is this Mr. Williams?
Hey, who's that?
Hey, this is Zach. How are you, sir?
I'm okay for now.
Good, man. Well, look, we talked back in June about your property on Water Oak Court.
Hey, I'm not going to sell.
You're not going to sell it?
No, I just spent like $6,000 on it back in 2016 with a new roof, replaced all broken windows, had to put a fence up. I changed insurance, and that's what it cost me. Presently, I got some friends of mine working on a deck. Well, I'll call them friends of mine. We'll see after I get the bill.
Yeah, well, that's usually how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's fine until money's involved.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I sold last house, I got screwed over because it was worth a whole lot more than what I got for it. And I think the realtor knew that. So she gave me the asking price that she come up with. And now the same property where they deemed the house worthless, somebody's been siding on it and all that, and they're going to make money. But I agreed to the price. I signed the paper, so I can whine about it forever, and it ain't going to change nothing. But
you
I got
properties for sale?
No, that's the only one. That was my dad's place, and it was over an acre land right in a good community.
I got you. So,
like, the house wasn't any good. There was no foundation under it. My dad and his friend set it up in 1945 and apparently took a flat point and scraped out the ground and set the foundation directly on it with no thunder blocks. Well, actually, it was one course of thunder blocks with no concrete under them. So, you know, they won't know nothing legal about it. Back then, nobody cared. So he paid $250 for the land and $250 for the materials he got at Camp Pickett. And they put a house up, and him and his friends done all the work. Lived into it, lived there 65 years. So I got $40,000 for it. So.
Okay. Well, I hear what you're saying. I mean, does that still change the fact that you wanted to sell it at one point? I mean, is it?
This house? No, I've never wanted to sell this house.
Okay.
I got 10 rooms here, just me and my son, and got all the room in the world. We got a decent size lot. I mean, more than I can use. I mean, I'm practically living in a wheelchair now, so. It ain't like I'm going to go golfing or nothing, or I go out and eat and stuff like that, or go to certain places where I can still fish a little bit. But I have a lot of problems with a weight issue mainly, and it causes a lot of other things, but it stems from that. Blood in 73, I had a lot of chronic kidney stone problems. In the hospital like 7 times. In the last, I'd say, 4 years, back and forth, tract infection, and then you go in there and you have to wait before you can pass the stone. It's hell. I was in there for my birthday in 2022. I was in there January 2022, and that ain't no fun. So I'm still paying for that.
Yep, I can relate. I've had kidney stones.
Yeah, I've had 9.
There you go.
My son's working right now. He works at Shoney's and got to stand up on it. And he's got one, but he's hard-headed, so he went on in to work. But I don't know if he's going to make it or not. He's 51. He ain't a little kid. I call him my son because he is. But he knows what he's doing.
Williams.
Okay. Well, have a good evening.
If something changes, you give me a holler. I'm definitely interested in it.
Okay. I'm going to put your number down in this book. I got it on my phone.
And you live at this address, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been here for 26 years, 28, since 1997.
Okay. And what's your exit plan? What's your exit plan?
Oh, exit plan? What do you mean?
You know, when the dust settles, what are you going to end up looking to do with the house in the long run?
I plan on giving it to my son.
Giving it to your son?
Yeah, he's living in it now, doing all the maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's paying me extra, to carry me on Social Security. Sucks. As long as we got money, the country to get money to send overseas, $25 billion and all that shit to these different countries, shit on Social Security. That's the way to look at it. You got a retarded president, and you got another crazy man running for president. So I don't understand why they can't elect somebody less than 80 years old. Because you get set in your ways, and at 80 years old, you're pretty well set. So I just think they should give somebody else a chance. But anyway, my little vote won't mean nothing anyway.
Well, you got to still do the big duty, right? I said that still leaves us to do the civic duty.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll vote. Yeah, I'll vote for somebody. It won't be the present president, but I just can't see Trump. But I don't know whatever choices you got.
Well, he's got my vote, so.
Yeah, well, when he was in there, I got an 8% raise in Social Security. And the last couple of years, I didn't get shit. Well, this year you get, what happens, you get like an $80 raise, and then they take 30 of it and put it on the Part B insurance. So all you see is like half of it.
Yep. Well, Mr. Williams, I don't want to take too much of your time. I appreciate you speaking with me. And I think we find common ground on the political spectrum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, push comes to shove, I'll probably vote for him.
Yeah.
I mean, got 9 Trump shirts in there and a Trump hat and all that shit. And I was selling Trump rings at one time.
There you go.
Getting them off the internet for like in bulk at $4 and selling them $20 a shot.
All right.
People
would
fill them up. All right. Well, have a good day.
Look at you trying to make America good again.
Yeah, I am. All right, take it easy.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.